Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, God.
Do you know the horn I have to press a button on this and just fuck the whole radio station up? Like, I'm not messing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast. Carly, can I just say, just to put a smile on your face, thank you so much for collecting me and dropping me home every single time to this podcast since I had a broken ankle.
So welcome.
She's very hormonal today, lads, so just put a little smile on her
now,
face.
Now, the E-Toll has epoxy wardened out.
No, I checked mine from physio.
Did you?
From physio.
Right, imagine now every day.
No, yeah, well, physio's back and forth, so it's the same as you.
Bless
you. Yeah, I'm doing 3 times a week.
How much do I
see? It's 40 so far, and it's not up for another few. It's till the 15th of next month.
Yeah, so you'll get me advice now, so.
What advice?
I mean, it's all, baby.
Send it to Ian.
Yeah, do you know what? The amount of money yous have, I actually will send it to yous. That's who that's going to.
No, Ian's buzzing over there. He's going to all together now, and he keeps editing all the funny bits that we talk to him in the fucking podcast for. And he won't put himself in it, guys.
He hates a bit of stick in. He's like, no, take that out.
No. So what have we got up to now since I last seen you?
I see it every day, so yeah, I'm not sure, actually. I'm really not sure, Sean. I'm very tired now.
No, lads, well, I'm going to tell you, I had my physio, and I was like, right, grand, all the swelling's going to be gone, and then I sat in the grass, and all the fucking, remember, I was like,
I think I got bit,
and you were like, you think you got bit? Tell them, Carly, what it was like.
Oh, my God, right, we were going to the BBL event the other day, and he was in his kitchen, he was getting ready, and he goes, oh, my leg's a little bit at me, will I show you? I think I'm after getting bit. He pulled his trousers up and his leg was air alive. Like, I actually have never seen that. And I fucking think.
I know. The swelling was nearly like 90% gone. So at the start, he was just getting the blood and everything back together from physio. And he was like, oh, your leg is literally gone to like shit. It's like, you know, when like the dog keeps eating a bone and doesn't want anything got to do with the bone, that ringing wrecking
it. That's really breaking my heart. Now it's really hurting my ears.
But so he done 3 sessions, got everything going together.
Ian doesn't believe us. Ian's sitting there with his headphones on. He's making sure we're not lying.
This compact space is fine.
Tinnitus. Tinnitus, Josephine, because my fucking ears are killing me. Oh my God. Now, does that little, do you know, right? Do you remember years and years ago, you used to be able to get a thing to plug into your wall to keep like mice away?
Oh, that's exactly what it's like.
This literally is exactly the sound Ian that's going on in this little room. Now. And we're actually doing the podcast from a lunchbox today, lads.
It's not even like the religion room that we've done in episode 2.
We're both
it's
sitting on Ian's lap.
I'm sweating. At the moment. Menopausal.
Jesus
Carly's
Christ.
Already gone through early menopausal.
And that little ringing, it's just a different story today. But it's air fault due to unforeseen circumstances, and poor Ian needs to get things done before he goes to all together now and destroys his life. Will you bring her in?
I'm telling you about my physio. Then I was like, right, so obviously I'm doing this and that with my physio. I was like, grand, fucking all the swelling's nearly gone. I can have a bit of mobility back in my ankle. And then I got bit again, but then they bite me fucking stitches and swelled out my whole leg, so I had to go back to stage one again.
Ian,
it's awful. Ian's a producer, lads, and he won't edit in, but I'm going to keep saying his name until he does. So my whole stitch busts open, the top part of it, and my whole leg just swelled out for like a cankle again, so we have to go from square one from physio. But I would highly recommend. He's a lovely boy. So this is what I do, physio. Then I went next door to get me hydrofacial, just see the dirt that came out of my face.
There was a
2 liter bottle of dirt, just sucky sucky on your face, all the blackheads, all the shy stuff, Carly, because I'm stuck to it already.
A 2 liter bottle of dirt. great. No, what? There was, so come here to me, was it painful or what?
No, it was grand. It was like 6 little steps of whatever. Lindsay was lovely, she just kept talking to me, she's like a little man figure, and
your skin looks fantastic, in fairness.
Yeah, because I'm sweating. Because I'm sweating. It's not even the gloves. Because I'm sweating in this lunchbox. Can we put that little thermometer up or down? Oh, grand. No. I just have to say here.
There you go, a flat.
That's
no.
grand.
But, and that's what you're getting.
No, flat? No. Yeah, no, it's grand. Six steps to just open up your pores and suck the shite out of it, basically. And off you pop.
Beautiful. Is that what it says in the advertisement for the patient?
No, but that's
patient?
How I can give it to you from my words because I'm not a skin expert.
Okay. Sucks the shite out of your skin. Sucks the shite. So if anybody wants the shite sucked out of their skin, just go to Sean's page. He'll tell you where we got done. So... is that all that happened? Anything else go on,
really
love?
I don't know. You go, and then I'll think.
Well, we all know that the night of the BBL event, I've gotten into this vicious habit, right?
Fuck.
And I don't know how it came about because I've never lost that in my life. My ma used to pride me on it and all. I never, ever lose nothing. And in the past 3 nights out that I've been on, I'm at the leaving parts of me all over Dublin. And it's like I'm doing it on purpose. So I lost the pussy port. That was the first time I lost that. Oh, no, that was the night that my heel broke, right? I thought I lost her, but she was behind
beforehand,
me toilet.
Explain to everyone what the pussy port is and right. how it looks like.
Sorry, lads. I just assumed that everybody knows everything. So I have a port, right? So I have a big girl port. But it doesn't fit into me little handbags for nights out, right? So I decided to swap me big girl purse into a little small purse that'll fit into me handbags, which is now the pussy purse. So the pussy purse is a little pink purse, a little small, little tiny one with Marie the cat from the Aristocats all over. Because it was just in me house and I was like, I'll just use it. It's handy. But the pussy purse seems to be very unlucky and just keeps on going missing. So first time I lost it, but I actually didn't really lose it. It was behind me toilet. I was just very drunk and I didn't know where it was. Second time I lost it was when I went to Westlife and then went back to the George, got paralytic drunk.
Is that when you lost it again? Oh, well, you had it in the bag.
It was in my scale bag.
In your little door.
I left a full blown lad's haversack in the middle of the George. Like, I don't go anywhere without a scale bag on my back.
I shouldn't even open it up. She just leaves
the
it.
The thing just stays just with me. Like, I just need to know that I have the kitchen sink with me. I don't be able to settle unless I know that I have a screwdriver, me passport. Do you know
Hammer.
What I mean? don't do that, you know that, don't. But I need to know that I have whatever I need with me. Like, I have hairbrushes, deodorant, you know that board in the toilet? Like, me, it's me. So I left my whole skill bag in the George one night. But what did I make a home with? Me Benidorm fan. Left me whole skill bag, but came to the door, knocked on the door, my mom opened it, and I'm there fanning myself with a Benidorm fan. Hi, ma'am. No keys, just a fan. And then we went to the BBL event there last week. Very good event.
Very good.
Very good event.
Yeah, but during the heights, but because... Blobs and Heights, because remember they had apparently before we got there, obviously we were like shocked. They had speakers outside and the neighbours were complaining, so take all the speakers inside. So that's why it was just indoors. So Blob was going around with a walkie talkie in the Heights for ages.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. They had Jay Cullen as DJ. They had like Ellie, loads of little pop up shops.
Frank, yeah.
Frank Jez. Yeah, they had, and then that lovely girl, what's her name?
Ellie.
Stunning. Yeah. She was brilliant as well. Yeah, it was just a great, great day. The girls pulled off a screamer. It was unbelievable.
They don't do half-arse things.
No, they really, really don't. But obviously I got paralytic drunk then as well. And we went to... Oh, we stayed in the Orchard, then went to 22. But for some reason, I just threw me purse on the floor.
How many drinks
taxi.
Did you have in there? Because you were talking bollocks to everyone. You went missing for a good hour and a half and I came over to her and I was like, do you have a drink? You're like, no, send me for some. I was like, shock. I literally couldn't see her anywhere and I was like,
I
no.
I don't drink an awful lot. Now that you're saying that to me, didn't drink a lot.
This is
why
I'm saying how many drinks you have.
I think I probably had, I'd say maximum 6 drinks. But
you had a shot or two,
I had
you?
A good few shots. People kept on pulling me for shots, yeah. So we got to town and I just apparently decided I didn't want my purse anymore and threw it on the floor of the taxi. Got out of the taxi, right? So that was grand. Carded to 22, I said, oh, Sean. He goes, Carly, don't even sex. If you say that pussy purse is gone, I'm going to fucking kill you. I just looked at him. I was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, Carly, so me, right, I'm actually quite responsible in a very strange way. So Sean's looking at me going, what the fuck are you doing? I'm in a boot in the middle of 22. The room is screaming, like the music is pumping. I have to phone up to me. Sean goes, who are you ringing? Permanent TSB, Sean. No, I need to block my card.
She was howling down the thing.
Oh my God. I had my ear, right, plugged with one finger and I was on the phone to permanent TSB. I was like, sorry, Jonathan, I know now it's very loud, I'm just on a night out and I've lost my card, I need to put a block on it. And the man on the phone was in hysterics laughing at me. He was like, well, at least you have your priorities right, love. I said, I'm not that drunk, Jonathan. No. Like, I was
just looking at her and she was like, if you had Carmen to show you, she had vicious faces going mad on the phone. She was, you were a good 10 minutes on the phone.
Yeah, but Jonathan was lovely.
No, like, I was like, who was she talking to? I thought you were in a fight. I was like, who was she talking to?
Yeah, well, I got my card blocked anyway. I was on the ball. I said, you know what, I haven't got much money, so I'd want to take care of it. So anyway, that was fine. Then halfway through the night, do you remember I was so excited? the woman that found it texted me on Instagram.
No, I don't. You are over the other side with the cute kids.
Lorraine, her name was. She's a lovely woman. She texted me on Instagram to say that she had found me purse, and I was like, fucking delighted, right? So I organised to collect it back off. And now bear in mind, I've described to you as me pussy purse, right? I said, where do you live? Obviously, I'm not going to give the woman's full address, but she said Sutton. I was like, oh, so Sutton's a nice area. Okay, I'll go and collect me purse. Drives up to a mansion. And these are the people.
She sent me a photo. No,
I didn't send you a photo from Beverly Hills. House.
Well,
I
that
sent,
one was like Beverly
like,
Hills.
Him a picture of like the area that I had to collect me pussy purse from. No,
pussy
beautiful.
Purse.
It was literally on the seafront. It was stunning. And I was like, oh my God, these people are literally rotting the money and they're handing me back my 4-year-old pussy purse. No. Like, nearly had a heart attack. So I went up to the gaff, and God bless, Lorraine's husband was obviously waiting on me to come. He popped out into the garden and I was like, oh my God, not that gaff, it's unbelievable. And I gave him like a little bottle of white wine and a bottle of red wine, and he was like, you didn't have to do that. I was like, no, because you aren't stuck for a few quid, so there was no need for you to worry about my purse. Like I said, it was so good he is to give it back, and I gave them their little wine and they were just the loveliest people ever. So Lorraine, I love you, thank you for all your help, and get me pussy purse back. And guess what, I knew because they were rich they wouldn't want it, me little tenner cash was still in the purse because I don't carry cash. So just for Pig Arden, I was like, I wonder is the tenner still in it, and it was.
No, it's like a cut and boomerang.
No. It is. No, and someone texts me on Instagram going, oh, Kitty has 9 lives. Kitty. You know what? You're dead right.
It's like a kid's purse that you're giving to on holidays. You know, you're just walking around the pool. They're like, here you go. They're like, Mark, can I get to hold shop with me 50 cent? That's what it's like. It's disgusting.
It's like the ones you win in a pass to Paris.
Yeah,
you know,
it's disgusting.
Oh.
But it's all right. We'll keep it there because it's too valuable to get rid of.
People just
too
keep on
valuable.
Saying, do you know what, Carly, as unlucky as it is, it's also very lucky because no. It just keeps coming back. So I'm like, do you know what, I'll hold that. She's iconic, I think. Iconic.
It's like the 98 FM fugitive. You 98 FM fugitive. People just going around asking it.
Sean told me I'd want to stop doing Easter egg hunts with all my
belongings
around Dublin.
No, literally, Easter egg hunts all around. You get a pussy purse. You get a pussy purse.
I love me for that. Somehow it always comes back.
No, I think I just look for attention off other people.
That's what it is. I'm like, somebody text me, somebody text me.
Someone text me. Oh no.
Oh please.
And someone robbed me fan, I'm very upset. Me little fan. Fanula the fan that doesn't even hoof out a bit of her.
Yeah,
you
no,
were delighted
that
went missing.
I was delighted. I was because she's dirt. She's absolutely shy. My Benidorm fan has made it through the wars now. I have to say, I'll be devastated when it does eventually get
that
lost.
Went missing. That came home with you. Yeah. That went missing again.
Yeah, it didn't date. But come here to me, as I was thinking, right, do you know the hassle? Like, I understand. See the way my purse went missing? I was very happy with the whole online banking thing. And do you know the way I can use my Revolut and tap my phone and all? That was very handy because I would have been fucked otherwise. But, like, they're trying to roll out this new thing. As you're saying, the 70 banks that were going cashless, I think they stepped back on that. They did. They doubled back and they were like, no, do you know what? We'll just leave it because there was fucking murder when they announced it. What about all of the old people
that
genuinely, like, just don't use their fucking cards? Like,
my dad's asked me to set him up banking online. He can't even unlock his phone. When he's on FaceTime, he's literally showing me his eyebrow. He's like, you all right, son? I'm like, yes, I love your eyebrows. Can you please put the phone down, maybe? But he hasn't a clue. Like, not
but like,
a notion.
There's little old people still using Nokia 3210s. They can't fucking get online banking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, my auntie, my ma's auntie, sorry, got a phone call the other day from the bank and they were like, listen, we're probably going to have to close our account. And she was like, why? You're not active on online banking. We might have to close our account. She's like, I don't use a laptop or I don't have a phone to use the internet or whatever. And they were like, yeah, well, sorry, like,
no,
I what mean, do you fucking mean? The woman hasn't even got like a landline. Like, I don't, like, what do you want her to do? No.
Did you ever have an NTL box? Did you?
I'm sure. NTL, what, with the big bleeding dish hanging out of the
Sky all your life, Disney Channel head on you.
Oh, do you know what? Did you ever play darts on Sky? Did you have Sky?
No, I didn't have Sky
on
NTL. The little silver box and you put the card in it.
But could you play darts
on
NTL?
No, my nanny has that, but it's like back from 2000 and they're going to try and ask her to have a phone set up and she's a little Nokia 3210.
Do you know what I mean? But it is, it's absolutely dangerous and the only thing is it's all so you can trace everything. But what about people? Obviously, I know the government don't want this. But what about people getting their backhanders? Like, I think that's just so rude. Let people live in peace. Like, what about people that do, like, the odd few nixers on the side and all the whole lot? Will you leave them, like?
Before shop, I got backhanded.
Do you know what I mean?
The only time I've been cashed is other than that, I've been 30 grand in debt. So, you know what? I'm grand with it. I don't use cash anyway because I don't have it.
But this is what I'm saying. But you know what? You ever get little older people and I see things on Facebook and they're like, I'll do your gardening for you for £10 and all. And I'm like, oh my God, what if it goes cashless? And then they've no Revolut. And then I just can't. I'm not well over it. Think
just
about this all
about
too
yourself,
often.
If you are good, your cashless as well, you'll be grand.
I'm very bad with
when is this
going to
come in?
Is
it going to be like 2099? Like,
it'll be cashless before we kick the bucket anyway.
Oh, well then that's
yeah, 100%. But like, I wouldn't say it'd be too long. I'd say in the next like 10, 15 years, probably it'd be
Ainge's looking at us. He's very intellectual, our producer.
Yeah. He's looking at you simpletons
like
having a conversation and he's like,
he's like, God bless you, pulling this together.
Look at us trying.
And I'm just like,
Yeah. Ah, bless us.
Oh, God.
But that is a really big concern of mine. And everybody's like, but Carly, you're not old, so what are you freaking out for?
So like, what are you worrying about? Just everyone else with it? Or like, I just think like, we have no control over it anyway. They're just going to keep doing it in.
So I'll go and fuck myself anyway, yeah?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, all right, great, brilliant, yeah. that's all we wanted to know. Great. So my story for this week's That's What I Heard is actually a known story and a loved story at that. I first told this story during one of the lockdowns and everybody fucking adored it, right? It is about a friend of mine. People kept on accusing me of it being about me and I just changed it to being a friend of mine. It wasn't about me. My life is not that exciting. So the names are changed and locations are changed for various reasons. So a friend of mine had started talking to this young fella, right? She was set up with him by our ma that worked with him, wherever she works. She's like, Emily, there's this young fella that works in me job. He's a lovely fella. Said that he's into you. He likes to look at you and all the whole lot. Will I give him your number or whatever? And she said, yeah, man, go on, fuck it. What have I got to lose, right? So she starts talking to this fella, Peter, right? Anybody who knows this story will be excited to hear that Peter is back. So she's chatting away to him for a couple of weeks and it's all going well and Peter's after asking to take Emily on a date and Emily's going, yeah, lovely, deadly. She fancies how he looks. She fancies everything about him. She's into him. So Emily is going on a night out into a club in town, right? She's going with her friends. So she gets there and Emily's a bad old drinker. Like, she gets terribly drunk, this girl. Like, she does
like
be,
something from Geordie Shore.
Oh, God. Yeah, like Snooki. She does be Snooki. Like Snooki. And she's going to fucking kill me for that. But she does be. She gets paralytic drunk, right? So she's in the nightclub and she's giving her all that and she looks across the room and she goes, oh, there's fucking Peter. Peter didn't tell me he was going out tonight. I'm going to fucking go over to Peter and I'm going to tell, right? So she goes over to Peter and she, how are you? And she's all over him now. She's full of the Dutch courage. She's giving her all that. The bleeding ditties and all getting pushed up into his face. She's giving her all that. So Peter's going, Jesus, what's the story, love? How are you getting on and all the whole lot? And Peter's bleeding, loving it. So we thought it was Peter, right? So she's there and she's, you're coming home with me. She was full of it. Like, she was ready to go. So halfway through the night, she said, fuck this, I'm going over to get Peter and I'm going home. So over she goes and she goes, Peter, mum, you're coming with me, right? And Peter goes, all right, love, no worries, like, whatever. So she's in the taxi and she's going, Peter, now, if me ma wakes up and sees you, she'll lose her mind. Like, how long are you walking there, Peter, in the centre? Peter goes, what? How long are you walking in the centre now? My ma said you're a lovely uncle. She loves walking with you. Peter's going, love, what are you on about? Like, I don't walk in the centre. Ah, Peter, you're gosh, you are, Peter. You're so funny. Wait, my ma sees you and how funny you are, Peter, right? So she gets back. Now, bear in mind, this is the family home and there's like the clampets, like there's 800 of them.
No, Brady Bunch.
So many people in this gaff at this stage, right? So she goes into the gaff and she says, right, now up we go, up to the room. So Peter that she was seeing, well, thought she was seeing or going to see, has the same name as our father. So our father is called Peter as well. So like I said, she's in the family home. Yeah.
Never knew that.
So in the family home, she's after going for a gallop with Peter. And here she is, you on Peter, you on Big Daddy Peter, get up Peter, give a welly Peter, you on, and she's giving it.
That's exactly what she's like,
yeah,
and all.
Yeah, she was putting on the performance of her life. She said she was roaring the gaff down, yeah, Peter, like that, Peter. this fella is looking at her in disbelief, and she's gone, now he kept on looking at me real funny and all, and I just thought that I was a bit too much woman for him, like maybe that was why he kept looking at me funny. And he kept on going to her like, nah, listen, love, me name's not Peter, like, and she, ah, shut up Peter. Now she literally, she just wouldn't believe him. This man's going, listen, if you want me to be Peter Love for the night, I'll be Peter, but my name's not Peter. Ah, yeah, go on. And all, she thought they were all playing the stupid cunt, right? So anyway, she said she had the rattle of her life. She said he spun the gaff, right? She said how she didn't get fucked out, she doesn't know. She said she wrote the gaff down. So she got up the next morning, right? So when you get a bit of good dick, ladies and gentlemen, as a woman, you want to keep a hold of it. So this board gets out of bed in the morning, decides that she's going to be wifey material and go over to the shop and get them chicken filler rolls to eat in the bed to get her and Peter. Wait, my man now sees Peter. Now my man be delighted now and she sees Peter, right? This board's after going over and getting a 5-course breakfast, bringing it back to the room. This young flit is sitting in her bed. Now, Peter, how are you smart? Listen, love, I told you last night, like, my name is not Peter. Ah, Peter, no. Like, she's one of these. She's fucking hilarious. So he has his brekkie roll and says, right, love, listen, I'll be on to you. Look at yourself and all the whole lot. Yeah, Peter, love you, Peter, go on.
Love you.
Take care, love you so much. Right, so he left. So she's on to me then straight away. Oh, Carly, I got me back broke last night. Now it was amazing and all the whole lot. And I'm gone, I'm delighted for you getting dick down, love, because we all deserve every now and again. Do you know what I'm saying? Put a pep in your step, right? And then she go, now I wonder, will he get on to me now? Because I don't want to text him first. I'm scared.
She's literally like, this right? is amazing.
I says, don't text him first, baby. Wait until he texts you. Wait until he texts you. You have to play hard to get now. If you want that good dick, you need to play hard to get, right? So that was grand. 2 or 3 days passed. I says, Emily.
Emily, yeah.
You hear that? From Peter. She said, no, do you know what? I'm going to text him. I said, do you know what? Maybe you should, love. Maybe you should. She said, how are you, Peter? What's the story there now? They haven't heard from you since the other night. Like, is everything all right? Peter, sorry, what? She said, I haven't heard from you. He says, Emily, what are you on about, love? She said, well, after, like, the night that we had together, I thought you would have been on to me. Peter goes, what night did I have together with you? She's gone, listen, Peter, if you're ashamed to say that you are with me, like, just be honest about it. Don't be making it out like you're with me, Peter.
I rocked your wall.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely took me spinal cord home with you. And you're going to say, oh, I wasn't with you. Like, she was like, Peter, you're in 22, all your friends, me and you. Like, I know you are drunk and all, Peter. But listen, Peter writes back, I'm out to drink 2 years. What are you talking about? So this board, no, it gets so much better, right? So Emily's on the phone to me. Carly, this cunt's trying to say he wasn't with me the other night. I'm gonna lose my mind. I was like, do you reckon he has a board? Like, is this why he's lying and all? And I was like, oh, Emily, that's not right. Now, like, that's
Emily,
that's not correct. Now, he shouldn't be telling lies like that. So she's gone, no, Carly, something's fucking not right. And also this bloke's gone, Emily, I have not been in any nightclub in town. I don't drink. I have never seen you in person. No, you were in my house. Like, you came home with me and you slept with me. This bloke has gone, listen, love, I really think you're out there losing your marbles. Like, I think you're going to have to go and get checked in, or you're going to really have to figure out who was in your home, because it certainly wasn't me. Give you a laugh, right? So she didn't realise this. She went back to her camera roll throughout the night and she was going, I'm sure I took a picture of me and him.
Oh, please.
So no. She didn't take a picture of hoarding him, but what she did take a picture of was the back of this man while he was going to the toilet. So she has a picture of some bloke in this,
whole gay
dark,
there?
In this dark nip in her family home toilet going to the bathroom. She has a picture of this man's back. Now, he has tattoos everywhere, like all over him. So she goes, she sends the picture of this man and goes, there you are at me, Tyler. He says, ah, no, I'm going to have to ring the police on you. He said, that's not fucking me. So do you know what the better response from her was? Yeah, well, if it's not you, send me a picture of your back. Oh. And here she is on the phone to me. Now, Carly, if he doesn't send me a picture of his back, I'll know he's lying. I said, no. I said, I just wanted to let you know the ERU may come through your door. I said, because that's clinically insane what you're after doing. Emily's going, no, I thought it was perfectly normal now because I think he's lying. I think he's just, he might have a board and he's trying to save his arse. So of course I goes, right, I'm going to have a spook on his Instagram and I'm going to see if I can match it all up. The tattoos weren't even remotely the same. I was like, Emily, that's
did your
not...
fella have tattoos on his back?
Yeah, no, well, he had tattoos, but I'm not sure if he had them on his back, but I was like, there was ones on his neck and stuff, and I was like, that doesn't add up, like, that doesn't match. I goes, Emily, that wasn't Peter, you went home. No, Carly, it was now, because I knew him, and he was real familiar, and he was talking to me. Now I thought he was messing when he's saying his name wasn't Peter. I said, the man told you it wasn't his name. Yeah, but, like, I thought he was just messing, like... I said, no, Emily, like, that man told you that he wasn't Peter and you're now sitting here gobsmacked that it wasn't Peter. No, it was him now, image of him. I says, right, love, okay. I said, well, I don't know what you're going to do here, Emily. Like, I really don't know how to handle this. So you're just going to have to wait it out and see if the phantom fucker that's crept into your home comes forward. I said, like, obviously, someone's going to have to get in touch with you at some stage. I said, seriously, like, we need to figure this out. So we are weak into this investigation. We're trying to figure out who this person is. And we have nothing. No lead whatsoever. So with that, I think she got a message request one of the days. It was either on Instagram or Facebook. She's one of these. She loves a bit of bleeding Facebook. She got a message request. It was like, how are you, love? Sorry, I'm only getting on to you now. My phone was broke. Come here. Gas night or whatever. Certainly wasn't Peter anyway. So it turns out
no, stop.
She knows the man.
Shut the fuck up.
She knows the man that she sat in bed eating chicken filler rolls with in a relationship. She knows this man, but turns out that their little sisters go to the same school and she often seen this man at the school gate. And this is how she knew this man. So she convinced herself it was Padger, but instead it was Darren from the school that she waved at daily and just said, how are you too, every now and again. And she brought Darren home rather than Peter. So
the whole family knew Darren and she kept calling him Peter.
No, the whole family didn't know Darren, only she knew Darren from right. meeting at the school. The whole family knew Peter, but it wasn't Peter that was in the fucking home. So I said, you know what, I'm raging over that our L one didn't wake up and come into the room.
Yeah, imagine.
And her be like, Ma, it's Peter. And for Emma had to go, no, it's fucking not. Like, I just thought to myself, she's a grown ass woman. How in God, but like,
she does never know her name, which is
she
don't
know. She doesn't. She does
never,
be like, in a dreadful Snooki. State. But as funny as it is, that's so dangerous.
So dangerous.
That is so dangerous. Like, we only thought back, you know, when the whole thing came to a conclusion. Like, at the end of it, I was like, you could have very well been murdered, love. But when it did come to a close, we were just saying that was ferociously fucking dangerous. And that man could have painted your bedroom walls with your blood. And that could have easily happened. So, ladies, if you are planning on leaving the club with a strange man, can you please just match the face to the Instagram? That's all I'm asking. Just do a little double check.
Face, 9 photos.
Yeah, just do a little double check before you leave, because I think that's the most bizarre story I've ever heard. And of course it came from a friend of mine.
No.
And people are like, that's definitely about you and you're just saying it's not. I'd wear that like a badge of honour if that was me, because I'm just impressed by the whole situation. What's the worst thing you've ever done to get revenge on somebody when something went arseways in a relationship? Or have you ever tried to get revenge on somebody when you are like seeing them, if they made a balls of it or whatever?
See, now you already know that I've been single on me.
No, but like, obviously you've been seeing people here and there. Have you ever tried to get your own back on someone?
No, nothing really. I'm just a real stubborn bastard, haven't I? So I'm just like, no, it's grand, I'll leave it. And then I'd be like, hey, I miss our lives, I love you so much.
Yeah.
No, other than that, no, nothing. But I put up that box there the other day. So speaking of revenge, basically.
I love this.
This woman texts him what she done. So she's been with this fella for years and years and years, giving all her time and love to him and her little hootenanny and all that jazz. So basically, she took his phone one time, as you do, being an FBI agent. And then out of nowhere, she found out that he was cheating on her with X, Y, and Z. So she took all the details, didn't confront him and didn't say nothing. So she stayed with him.
There was addresses in the messages.
Addresses, everything. She knew where they were. So instead of going there and being skeety-keety and punching the head off and doing what she had to do, she went on to Sentia.com or .ie, whatever one it is. So this website is basically you pitter-pottering around whatever animal you want to play with. And basically you get to pick whatever animal shit you want to put in a box and send it to them, and you can put ribbons on it and gift cards and dress it up and lovely like a little gift box. So she'd send it over for Christmas, and I don't know, was it like donkey shite or pig shite is what she was saying.
I think the first one was pig shite.
Pig shite. No, literally.
So casual. First one was pig shite.
Peppa pig shite all over your one's doorstep. So that's what she doing as she do. And then the second one round was, she went to send whatever she went to send. I don't know what it was, shit-wise, feces-wise, but didn't she not enter the details properly and she sent it to herself? Isn't that what it was? She sent it to herself and she was just like, look,
the
lads.
The address field automatically filled
in.
Address.
Like justy.ie, that's what it was, just automatically filling in.
Yeah.
So she was like, lads, I wasn't wasting any money. It isn't a con, John. It isn't a scam, anything like that. And basically, she got a lump of shite sent to her daughter for Christmas. And yeah, so
a big lump of donkey shite got sent.
I do a big rhino shite, I think, because that'd be a big, large parcel. Large and in charge.
She said that it cost about €20.
£20.
To send whatever shite you want to send. And it's anonymous as well. So yeah, they'll never ever know it came from you. They'll just get a big box of shite sent to their door with a big bow on it. And they're going to think they got something lovely and they're going to open it. And there'll be a big honky tonk in the box. I really enjoyed that. I've never done that and that crazy, but I think I just might now.
No, you have.
I've not done, Sean, no, don't say it out loud because I'll be arrested.
Yeah, so you have done something that
just
crazy.
Just once, Sean.
So no, lads, that's what we're going to do with you. So if you ever get a box of shite sent to you know it's from me, Carly.
Oh my God, yeah, there's no point now. Snap
it. No, it could be other people doing it.
Yeah, we have loads of listeners on this podcast. Could be somebody else sending a box of shite to someone.
I've never heard, that's so bizarre. Who's that up that website? It's like people that
what
like,
do you do with the poo after you receive it?
Oh, just put it in the compost bin. In the brown bin.
You put poo in a brown bin?
Can you? It's not what. Yeah, Ian's on his head. I told you Ian's so smart, lads. Ian's like,
so
yes, you do.
So you just be out shite and you have brown bins? Like, how did you know? How did you know this was? I thought that was for fruit and vegetables.
No. No, you watch it fertilise all over a farm or something, isn't it? Yeah, but that's what it is. So there you go. Shite in a bucket all over your doorstep. I'll do it for free, but whatever.
Sean will do it for the IVS
is in well, lads. So if you want to pay me to do it. But yeah, what's your worst thing that you would have done, Carly? No, good one, schizo jocks.
I may have sat.
No, like Tor.
I may have sat outside someone's home. This is for comedic purposes. With a weapon. It was one time I was very unstable. I'm like, I'm either getting shot in the face.
950 and shot 9 times.
Lads, I started chewing my lip because I was anxious and the thing is gushing. Oh no, pause just for a second. And now it's time for Sean's sex stories.
Yeah, no, lads, they normally were very, 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 very good. Like funny giggles, hee hee ha ha. I'd have two bottles of wine and cry. But they're getting a bit dry now.
Do you
so
know
where
what
the
I
funny
think
ones
it might
are,
be,
can
Sean?
You come back into me? What?
I think it might
they're
be that.
Because I'm calling them out.
Not calling them out. Do you know what I think they're afraid of? Because your Instagram stories time out after a little while. This podcast forever, baby. So your business is solidified on this podcast.
Solidified. I can't switch out words.
So much of a wordsmith. Thomas Cameron called me a wordsmith, I'll never forget it.
You really are.
Thanks.
But come here, now I just want to know this. Now, it's not really like that disgusting or not that funny, but it's just for me to you, I want to know. Did a little wee, told him it was squared, hate that word, he was alive with himself. Has it happened to
you
before?
You're calling me out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're after
Pissy
calling
Polly,
me out.
Golden shower.
I don't
open.
Know if I weed or I came.
But I'm bumptious.
Because I don't know the difference. No, Sean, I promise you, it gets like that. Love, it's very difficult. But this is what
is
I mean.
Is it like touch and go? You're like,
do you know what it is? I remember having this conversation. This is so intrusive. I remember having this conversation ages ago and the girls were talking about... God, sorry guys. Ian is having a sweat attack and so am I. We're not well. I don't know how to do it. I feel like I'm talking about it in front of my brother. But Anyway, we were talking about doing the business and the girls were like, yeah, Leland, do you know you're coming? And I'm like, oh my, oh God. And I was like, no, like girls, do you ever just have sex and then you feel like you're going to do away? Like, I'd just stop then. And they all looked at me in disgust and they were like, what do you mean you stop when you feel like you need to go to the toilet? The girls.
Oh, the girls.
They got so vicious when I told them. They were like, what do you mean you stop when you need to go to the toilet? That's when it's the best, yeah? And I'm like, oh my God. Oh, Jesus, girls. God.
So you took their advice.
Maybe.
Not in your business, maybe. But I took it.
Yeah, next question, please.
No, this is a disgusting one.
Go on.
But like, I just have to tell them because if I know, you all have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Spe has come into a glass at the side of his bed, but I watched him drink it the next morning and nothing was done about it. He just went about his day. No.
Do you say he blew his muck into a glass and drank it?
She obviously, he blew into her mouth and she was like, oh, spit into the glass.
Oh my God, passbacks all over the
shop. No, passbacks.
Oh, so he drank his own.
He drank his own honky tonk. So it's back down there. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're in this world. You know what I mean? It's like a brown beanie is.
Save the children.
The 3 hours he used that night. Put that back in there. Need to save that for later. We'll stop. Get back into that now.
Oh, I know. Oh. And you know what? He probably drank it and went, that's lovely. Oh, yeah, because it came out of you, narcissist.
Oh, no. Now, this one, I don't know how.
No,
I don't know how I feel about this one. I don't know what retreat she was at. She's bollocks in the head anyway. Got caught doing it by a priest at a retreat. Like, imagine you having hunky-tonky and just a priest walking into wherever you are during the campsite.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
So, if you are on this retreat, yeah, are you not searching for your soul or something? I thought you searched for your soul. She was sucking the soul out of someone,
she was
apparently.
Sucking the soul out.
Fucking hell, like Ursula the Sea Witch. Poor unfortunate soul. Imagine, oh, I get very giddy shopper after waking up.
Oh, can you imagine the priest coming in?
What? Like, surely she was there for a holy reason and then she getting a holy.
Getting very giddy.
She very bold, that girl. On you now. The Holy Spirit is watching.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, lads, on this week's Asher Auntie, it's a bit of an emotional one. Like I said, you can do whatever you want with Asher Auntie. You can ask me a question about me, about life in general, about some of your dilemmas, whatever you want. And me and Sean will sieve through and give you our best advice. Like we have said, disclaimer, last week, do not take advice from us.
You can take it, but if anything happens, it's your own.
If it goes our way, it's definitely off your own back. Like, we're just advising things here. It's not set in stone. Okay?
Okay.
Guys, okay? But no, me heart broke when I read this and I really am the better of it. What do I do when my two besties are constantly leaving me out? They both deny it as well. That hurts me heart. I'm not into it. So, Sean, do you want to kick us off?
Oh, God. I kind of felt like that, like, you know, like growing up, obviously, like, I was always that little bastard, just put myself in the groups,
mm-hmm.
like with me brother's ex-girlfriend, like her sister would be like group with like all them, but I'd always want to be in it, mm-hmm. but like I just have to see them when I'm walking the streets. I'm like, hello, and they'd be like, oh, here's Sean, kind of thing. So I felt like I was always left out, but then when it was good enough for them, they were like, oh, here he is, kind of thing. I don't really know, like, in that aspect, I just feel like take yourself out of the situation as hard as it's going
to
be.
If you bring this problem to their attention,
yeah,
and they're like, no, I don't think so, well, so do you know what I problem? Do honestly, I just do logically, and I go, right, well, here's an example of when you've done it,
yeah,
so you can't deny that you've done it. This was the day that you done it. You went here. You didn't ask me to go. I'm just letting you know that them types of situations mm-hmm. upset me. So in future, when you go to do said things, I'd like to be invited if there's room for me to go, if there's space for me to go. I enjoy doing these types of things. So I'd just like to be asked if yes, we're going, because we're all
best
friends,
they should know as well. So maybe they're just like, don't.
Now, don't get me wrong, right? And I totally understand that. And I'm not saying on this girl in particular. I mean myself, there is days where there's certain times where I would like to be with one of my friends mm-hmm. on my own for certain reasons. Yeah, if I'm feeling a certain way, or I get that. But when it's an ongoing pattern and it's constant, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
Like, everybody needs their one-to-one time. Everybody's social batteries are different. Get it. But when it is an ongoing thing, and somebody, do you know what? It'd really hurt me if somebody came to me and said, Carly, I really feel like you're leaving me out. Like, I would feel ill.
Carly,
like,
I'd just tell you, where were you? Why was I invited?
Oh, me, Skitty. No, Sean was in the drive-thru the other day. Sean was in the drive-thru the other day on FaceTime to me. And he's like, can I have 2 cheeseburgers, 2 ice creams? I was like, who are they for? Who's that for?
No, I was talking to the man. Right, I was talking to the man behind the mic. And she's like, no, Sean, answer me. She's like, who are they for?
I was like,
1 second. Sorry, I was like, Carly, I'm on. Yeah, but who are they for? Who are they for?
So you can be crazy like me and just pull them on the spot and be like, actually, I'll meet you there. No, I'm only joking. No. And my ma always said to me, if you weren't asked, don't go.
Yeah.
My ma always said to me, or if you weren't invited, don't ask to be invited.
If you're invited last minute, don't go, because you're feeling someone else's spot.
Because you were at last minute. Hello.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
How'd
yeah,
you get?
If you are a last minute, if you're a last minute invite, don't go, because you weren't considered in the original plan. So, my darling, if you've brought it to their attention and they're denying it, and they're willing to keep on hurting you and not change their ways, unfortunately, it's probably time for you to take a step back and pay attention to people that do like your company and do love being around you. And they're the important ones at the end of the day. You should never have to chase anybody for a friendship, any sort of relationship. Why are you giggling at me for?
I'm just going to be like, and that's exactly what I meant to say, but couldn't get it out. Exactly what Carly said.
So yeah, remember that you are more than worthy of friendship, so you shouldn't have to chase anybody for it. And I'm sorry that them people are doing that on you.
And we love you.
And we love you. So the next one is, do you believe in the right person, the wrong time? And the girl said, in this case, it's in terms of needing to mature.
You take your own first, because like I said, I've literally never been.
Obviously, life throws you different circumstances and everybody is in different situations. But realistically, that whole right person, wrong time, I don't believe in it.
No.
I personally don't believe
in it. I just picture the notebook. That's all I picture when it's the right person, wrong time. The notebook, they come back together, that's about it.
In a fictional
film.
Yeah. Now, in real life, usually it's not how things go. I think that if you really like a person and you really want to be with them, you'll make it work, regardless of the circumstances. And if it's in terms of needing to mature, I think that if you really, really love a person, you're going to square up real quick and you're going to learn how to get your shit together for that person very, very fast. So, no, I don't believe in right person, wrong time. Me, personally, I don't. I know it's a lovely fairy tale thing to dress it all up, and when a relationship doesn't work and people are like, oh my God, don't worry, it's just right person, wrong time. I feel like you're putting a shit plaster over a wound.
Yeah, just to
shut somebody else up, basically. I do really think that someone's just buttering you up to kind of fob you off.
I just think you're putting yourself out for self-sabotage. Because realistically, if you're like, yeah, come back to it in a few years, and like, if that person, that's the person you want to be, like, it's still the wrong time and you have to waste all these fucking years.
Now, don't get me wrong. Someone. Like, people break up and come back together. Yeah. I get that. Like, that happens in life. But when people give you the whole right person, wrong time fucking spiel, like, hold on to it. You're going right person, wrong time. You're going out to rock the bleeding life out of how many people. And then you're going to rock back to me and go, sorry, it's the right time now.
I'm ready to rock, guys.
Yeah, and you're at the clocking up how many miles, you bastard. Fuck off. What do you think I am? So, no.
I'd be like Matilda Starr, taking the clock back. I didn't do nothing. I'm not talking about nobody counter.
No, I was praying all that time.
Is that a retreat? Will you stop, please?
But yeah, no, not for me. Don't believe it. I think it's a cop-out excuse. Sorry if that was making you feel a little bit better, by the way, but that's true.
I'm still waiting for a text back. So when I get to the text back, I'll let you know right the person wrong time. But for now, no.
No. It's a no for me and Sean.
It's a no. Simon Cowell.
So another giddy podcast this week. We had all intentions of getting really deep and really intimate, which is this week, lads. But I think The Office was a little bit too intimate.
Too intimate.
And we had to step away from it because we're all cuddling each other now doing this podcast.
And Ian's going to All Together Now.
All Together Now. All
Together
Now.
And he wants to get us the fuck out so he can get his shit together.
He has a pain in his pox listening to us at this stage. So yeah, thank you all for listening. We will throw question boxes up on... I hate when you do that, you bastard. There's no need for it. Thanks so much. I will put the question boxes up on either Sean's minds or the Instagram page for the podcast. You'll see it.
But please send in the putty ones about like the little red chair thing, like what
just
to do.
Please send in everything. Send it all in, baby.
Send everything in.
Thank you so much, and we will see you. We will hear. You will hear us.
Oh my god! Such a drop. Such a remix.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.